suspicious. So what am I going to say?
You might have to ask me questions. Yeah, I was four when I moved into the prefab.
And your name first.
Oh, my name is Judy Hewins, but then my name was Judith Whitfield. Okay? And this is about the prefabs in Eastbourne. 5 Barcombe Close was where I lived. When I was 4 years old, I can remember going to my grandparents and my cousin, who lived opposite the site where the prefab, our prefab was going to be, and we watched the prefab arriving on the back of a lorry, and I was told afterwards that they were put up by the prisoners of war. Really exciting day when we moved in.
Do you know how long it took them to assemble the prefab?
No, I don't know, but I don't think it was very long.
Yeah.
I think they probably did it really quickly.
Yeah. Because we've got a world record somewhere of building a prefab in 42 minutes.
Oh, yes.
42 minutes.
Yeah. I've got no idea.
In Brighton.
At all.
Yeah.
That's right. We were excited when we moved in.
Yeah.
My sister wasn't born then, so I had one bedroom and my parents had the other bedroom. And it was good because there was a fridge in the kitchen. Never seen a fridge before. That was exciting. Later on, my mum used to make ice cream and all my friends would come round and have ice cream when it was really hot. And they'd think, wow, this was good. The low-level toilet was attractive with a low flush. People say when you talk to people about prefabs that they were cold, but I don't ever actually remember them being particularly cold.
The Eastbourne microclimate.
Absolutely. sun trap of the south. the fire, we used to keep the fire in over the winter. If it was really cold, we'd get undressed in front of the fire and then make a bolt for the bedroom. They had garden all round, we liked that. Although we didn't actually have, because my father was an invalid, we didn't actually have time to cultivate the back garden.
Why did your family get a prefab?
Because my father had been ill, we were really poor. We needed to have some sort of social council house, and this was ideal. They would put them up on a small site. I think there were 26 prefabs altogether on the site that we were in. And we were in the front row. We had number 5, which was, again, really good because we were pleased. We thought it was good to be in the front row. We had garden all around.
We
were
born just after the war, wasn't we?
Well,
So you were 26 prefabs, and do you remember the community? Was it a good...
People were very friendly with the community. I mean, I lived there until I was 18 and went away from college to college. But my parents were there, I think, it was till 1965. It says in the bit of paper that I've given you, but I think it was 65. And they were really disappointed to have to move out because they would have loved to have stayed there. They were rehoused in a flat, and then they built flats on the site, and then they moved back to the same site. So there's still houses there now. They were built on a bit of wasteland between... There was an isolation hospital on one side and a sanatorium on the other side. Mm-hmm. So this was a bit of land that obviously wasn't ideal for ordinary houses. People didn't want to live in that situation. But that's why they put the prefabs there, I think.
Have you got like a nice funny story to tell about your life in the prefab?
Well, that's a hard one.
Maybe you got plenty.
I can remember, as I said, my dad was an invalid and not very well. He had TB and he was ill for 2 years. And I can remember him in a plaster cast in the bedroom that was their bedroom. And then he had to go to the hospital at Margate to a sanatorium for a hip transplant. And they hoped a fresh air cure. And of course, when they came to move him, they couldn't get his brake plaster bed out of the prefab. So they took the window out and then hoisted him out of the window and into the ambulance.
And then put back the window.
We must have put back the window, yes. On another because he wasn't much of a gardener. On another occasion, he set fire to the grass in the back garden because it was about waist high, and he thought this would be really quick way of getting rid of the grass. And of course, then the wind blew, and he had to call the fire brigade to put the glass, the fire out. What else do I remember?
Before I met you, I was in the offices there. There was a prefabs.
Christmas was special.
Yeah.
Put up decorations and things.
Have you got did you do some street parties or with the other prefabs?
I can't remember that actually.
And have you kept friends from that?
No. No, I haven't actually because I moved away.
Yeah. How old were you when you moved away?
Well, I went to college at 18.
Okay.
And then
yes.
I left altogether when I came to move to Farnham when I was 21, 22. So I was gone away from there. Yes.
Yeah.
But my mum, who carried on when they came back to the flats that they bought afterwards, there were several of the people that had been in the prefabs, and they kept touch with each other then.
That's nice to come back to where you lived, even though
it's
another
That's right, yeah.
It's nice to, because...
Yeah, I mean, if I go back again to Eastbourne now, I would like to go back and see the area around. There was a recreation ground close by, and we used to go out there to play.
Were you far from the sea, or...?
About a mile and a half to the sea, but, I mean, we used to... To often go to the beach. I can remember playing on the beach, and we'd go off on our bikes and play on the beach when we were about 10 or 11 by ourselves, swimming in the sea and jumping off the groins.
Nice.
Yeah.
Happy memories then.
Yes, all happy memories. Yes, I haven't got any sort of sad memories or sorry memories about it. I went to the local high school, which was a grammar school, and there was quite a snobby school, I think, and there was quite a lot of snobby feeling about people that lived in prefabs, that they were inferior. I think it took quite a long time to get over that feeling, really.
They were looked down, really.
Yes, yeah. Yes. But now I'm proud to have lived in a prefab.
Super. I think it's very good.
Anything else?
No,
I don't think I can tell you anything else.
Did you know when they were pulled down? I think it's on paper. Oh, you said it's on the paper.
Yeah.
Okay, so don't worry.
Okay.
There was a big wave of demolition of them around 68, 69, 70.
Because I wrote, as I say, I wrote this some time ago, but it.
135, that was 135. 65. 65,
yeah. Yeah.
It looks like in East Sussex, it was they didn't last very long.
No, probably not.
Compared to other places where they were pulled down much later.
Yeah.
Brighton. It was in the late 60s, I think.
Yeah.
South of 17. Yeah, Tucci, that's good.
Oh, yes, quite a lot of Tucci.
Yeah.
Mm.